With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration insists that America does not seek war with Iran after bombing three nuclear sites. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Iran condemned the U.S. military attacks as outrageous and warned of everlasting consequences. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Hegseth said the U.S. is not interested in an open-ended war.
But let me be clear, we will act swiftly and decisively when our people, our partners, or our interests are threatened.
As for making peace, Iran's foreign minister said diplomacy is not an option after the U.S. strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House and Senate Republicans are taking slightly different approaches when it comes to tax cuts that lawmakers are looking to include in their massive tax and spending cuts bill. The House passed its version shortly before Memorial Day. Now the Senate is working on it. Jim Paff is president of the Conservative Caucus and a big fan of the president's Big Beautiful Bill.
The Trump tax cuts from 2017, which are presently in force, will remain and they're made permanent. Washington, D.C. does not make reductions in taxes permanent. They have them sunset over time so that we can have a big old Donnybrook sometime in the future, because politicians love Donnybrooks.
He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Israeli military says it's recovered the remains of three hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the military identifies them as 21-year-old Yotan Samarano, Ofra Kadir, who was 70, and Shay Levinson, who was 19 years old. A hot air balloon has caught fire and tumbled from the sky in Brazil's southern state of Santa Catarina, killing 8 people. 13 survived yesterday and were taken to hospitals. This is SRN News. 17 statewide anti-domestic and sexual violence coalitions are suing the Trump administration over requirements in grant applications that they do not promote gender ideology or run diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court in Rhode Island claims that the grant requirements would open the plaintiffs to federal investigations and enforcement actions, as well as lawsuits from private parties. President Trump has vowed to purge the federal government of DEI and the LGBT agenda. Centuries-old monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. It is home to 20 monasteries and observes a number of ancient traditions. This is SRN News. Summer is making a very muggy entrance around the country.
It's bringing triple-digit temperatures and high humidity to millions of people across wide stretches, Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Forecasters now warning of extreme temperature impacts. This is the first stretch of true summertime weather for many people from the Midwest over to the East Coast, and it's not leaving anytime soon. Forecasters say humid conditions will stretch well into next week. Jason Walker reporting.
Well, it all started with 30 teams all those months ago. Now just two are left. The NBA season will come to a close tonight when the Indiana Pacers visit the Oklahoma City Thunder to decide which squad will hoist the Larry O'Brien Trophy, take over for the Boston Celtics as defending champions for a year, and become the league's seventh different title winner in 7 years. This is SRN News.